This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Final day to submit the closed list for the election of members of the House of Representatives today. Political parties submitting their list of candidates under the proportional representation system. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhar gives a statement to the investigation commission formed regarding the damages caused during the Gen Z movement. Clarifies of not giving any order to use of force. Daily lives of people in districts of Madhya province affected due to the continuous cold waves for the past few days. And Trump says progress made in Ukraine talks but thorny issues remain. Now the news in detail. Political parties have lined up at the Election Commission to submit their closed list under the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives election 2082 scheduled for the 5th of March. Political parties busy throughout the day selecting candidates to be included in the closed list under the proportional representation system reached the commission before 4 p.m. Major political parties, among others, are standing in the line today to submit their closed list for the proportional representation system. Leaders from several other parties also arrived at the election commission as closed list submission began on Sunday, with few small parties submitting on the first day. Outgoing Home Minister Ramesh Lekhar has said that he did not give any written or verbal order to use force in the Gen Z protest held on the 8th and 9th of September. Talking to the media today, after recording his statement before the inquiry commission formed to investigate the damages caused during the Gen Z protest, the former Home Minister said, "The decision to use force or not is responsibility of the security officials deployed at the first as per the law." Former Minister Lekhar said he submitted his views and details in writing to the commission. According to former Minister Lekhar, a meeting of the Central Security Committee was called on the 7th of September after receiving prior information from the security agencies and the Home Administration about the demonstration of the Gen Z group to be held a day later. Daily lives in the districts of Madhya province has been severely affected due to the cold wave that has been continuing for the past few days. With no sunshine for about a week and a drop in temperature, the lives of the general public in Madhya province have become difficult. To protect themselves from the cold, people have been lighting fires in various places. Due to the extreme cold, several schools have been closed in Janakpur Dham sub-metropolitan city as well as in other districts of the Tarai region. Children, senior citizens, people with disabilities, chronically ill patients and those suffering from arthritis and asthma are facing serious problems because of the cold. The number of patients seeking treatment for cold-related illness has increased in various government and private hospitals across Madhya province. Nepali Communist Party NCP has decided not to include the names of the leaders who already became lawmakers and ministers in the proportional representation list of the House of Representatives. Chief Secretary of the NCP, Ganeshman Pun, said as per the consensus reached among the top leaders of the party, the names of the party leaders who already have served as lawmakers under the first past the post-election or proportional representation system as well as member of the National Assembly would not be included in the proportional list. The Office of the Auditor General has released the consolidated financial statements for federal, provincial and local governments for fiscal year 2081-82 Bikram Sambat. Auditor General Shobhakanta Paudel presented the report to the Finance Minister Rameshwar Prasad Khanal and Comptroller and Auditor General Toyam Raya. The office is responsible for preparing and presenting consolidated financial reports of the federal fund across all three levels of government. An agreement has been reached between chairperson of Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal Upendra Yadav and co-chair of Janata Samajwadi Party Renu Yadav. Both of them signed the party unification agreement today. Earlier on Sunday, an understanding for the unification was reached between the Tarai Mathis Loktantrik Party and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has said politics needs a sweeping change. Addressing a program organized by the Advertisement Board and the Ministry in Pokhara today, selection of right leadership is essential as the country has now engrossed in election to the House of Representatives scheduled for the upcoming 5th of March. The program was province-level interaction on monitoring, regulation and management of advertisement. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet masak gardos.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दर का प्याकेज खरीद करना *14# टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्र को संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepal Police has collected 402,549,000 rupees in revenue in the month from the 17th to the 15th of December of the current fiscal year 2025-26. According to the Central Police spokesperson, this amount of revenue was collected in connection with law enforcement and various actions. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky said progress has been made to end the Ukraine war during talks in Florida, but failed to reach a breakthrough on a few of the thorniest issues. The U.S. and the Ukrainian leaders met at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home on Sunday to discuss a revised peace plan, several key parts of which Russia has already rejected. On Monday, Zelensky said the U.S. had offered security guarantees for a period of 15 years. The BBC cited Trump as saying on Sunday an agreement on this point was close to 95% done, but little has been said on the future of Ukraine's contested Donbass region, which Russia seeks to control in its eternity. The United States has said it will contribute only $2 billion in the United Nations humanitarian assistance, a small fraction of its traditional funding scope, as President Donald Trump's administration continues to heavily downsize its role in foreign aid. Al Jazeera cited the U.S. officials as saying the reduced commitment released on Monday is a sharp contrast to the assistance of up to $17 billion the U.S. has provided as the U.N.'s leading funder in recent years, about $8 to $10 billion of which were voluntary contributions. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be misty in most parts of the Tarai region, partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain and snowfall is possible at one or two places in the high, hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Final day to submit the closed list for the election of members of the House of Representatives today. Political parties submitting their list of candidates under the proportional representation system. Former Home Minister Ramesh Lekar gives his statement to the investigative commission formed regarding the damages caused during the Gen Z movement. Clarifies of not giving any order to use of force. Daily lives of people in districts of Madhya province affected due to the continuous cold waves for the past few days. And Trump says progress made in Ukraine talks, but thorny issues remain. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.